Well, hello, everyone. I'm Christina, your host of Voices of Women. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, which has presented events for women since 1993 and became a nonprofit organization in 1998. My mission is to bring honor and respect to the feminine, and Women of Wisdom has built a women's community to honor the feminine voice. So I invite you to check out my Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. I'm told the book is like being at the conference, experiencing these amazing women authors and participants' stories. You can purchase a book at womenofwisdom.org, and there it benefits Women of Wisdom if you purchase it there. It's also, of course, available at Amazon. For today's show, we'll be sharing about our 27th annual conference, which is coming up February 15th to the 17th in Seattle, Washington. Our theme is Spark Our Creative Fire, Dance in Power and Beauty. And today, I have my guest is Marla Durden, who is on our council and has been instrumental in putting together our program for the conference. Marla Durden is an artist, educator, healer, and businesswoman. She brings to this presentation her experience as a former member of the World YWCA Executive Committee, working with women and girls all over the world, as well as more than 20 years of education and experience in the healing and creative arts. And actually right now I'm having trouble getting Marla on the phone. Let's see, she should be able to get on. And so we'll just hang out a little bit. I'm going to give her the number to call. Sorry about this. It's still morning here. So. Okay, well, we'll hope that she'll get on. So we're very excited about our conference this year. It's our theme. We have a committee that works out the theme and kind of extend it from the year before. And we've added an evening. We've changed our format to be a community format of being being all together for the day or the weekend. You can go for one day or you can go for 2 days. Okay, I think she's on. Marla, you there?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, great. So, everybody, this is the first time we're kind of doing it on Blog Talk Radio, so it's kind of an experience. So I was just sharing how we've changed our format to be community-oriented, and we're going to have you can come for one day, Saturday or Sunday, or you can come for both days. And to this year, we've even added a Friday night. So we're going to be talking about that. So thanks, Marla. I've already introduced you, who you are. I don't know if you were able to hear. we're going to be sharing a lot of things about what's coming up in the conference and also something new things that we're doing at Women of Wisdom. And I'll be interviewing many of the speakers and the presenters that do workshops at Women of Wisdom during the next month. So you can check out all the events and who's going to be at the conference at womenofwisdom.org. Okay, so Marla, you've been part of the committee. Let's talk a little bit about how we came up to our theme, Dance in Power and Beauty as You Spark Your Creative Fire.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you?
It means to me freedom. That's one of the things that it means to me. It also means that it's a time for us as women to really come into our own and express who we are and celebrate our gifts and be creative and learn together and take it all to another level.
Yeah, that's what we do at Women of Wisdom. Well, also, I think there was something about beauty, you know, to really honor that all women are beautiful and to honor that beauty inside us and to dance with that and to be creative.
Yes.
So I think beauty was a key word for us.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And also part of that is the power of beauty and that there's healing in beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's healing. I mean, we all have to come to a point of accepting the beauty inside and outside, that we're all beautiful. And that takes a lot of inner work sometimes, and a self-acceptance and self-love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially, you know, we have so many messages as women that tell us that we aren't enough, we aren't this, and that we, as we age, we this is how it has to be, and that is not, that's not the truth. And we're seeing that every day as we reclaim our story and step into the power of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the fact you brought up the word story. That's an important part of the experience at Woman of Wisdom. Since the first year, 1993, it was a place, it just kind of naturally occurred where women could tell and share their stories and be witnessed. And I experienced that in doing that. When women did that, it allowed other women to speak up who have been very quiet or felt isolated or didn't value their story or even think they had a story. And so when one person starts sharing a story, it opens the floodgates, as you will, for others to share their story. And there's so much healing in that.
Yes, there is. There's so much healing in that. Very much so. I agree.
Well, I would love for you, before we get into more details, share your experience at Woman of Wisdom. You had attended many years before and then had moved down to Houston and came back again, and now you're very involved in the, as I said, on the council. But tell us about your experience and why you value it so much.
Oh, there's so many reasons, Chris. First of all, to talk about the experience of the conference. Yes, it's true. I had been, I had attended the conference many years ago before I went to Houston, when it was a much longer conference, and it was still at Unity, Seattle Unity at the time. And coming back and coming to the smaller conference, I didn't quite know what to expect, but it was beautiful. It was very elegant, and I almost want to say elegant in simplicity, but I don't. That's not really the right way to say it, because that's making it smaller than it actually is. But when I say elegant in simplicity, is it was easy to get there. It was, you know, 3 days. There was a beautiful sense of community there with the meals, the shared meal space, and the presenters were really good. I learned a lot. I made a lot of really beautiful connections and actually made some beautiful friends, and now I'm on the council. Really enjoyed the entertainment. The vendors were great. It was really a really well put together experience altogether, and one that I still cherish, actually, from last year. It was a really beautiful event.
Yes, and you said the word connections, and that's something that happens even outside of the workshops. In between workshops, sometimes more important than even, say, what you learn. It's making those connections with other women that understand you, that hear and witness you, your stories, witness who you are, witness a lot of what happens is people, especially it's kind of the beginning of the year, so people are still working on, well, what's, especially this year, you know, I think 2019, what is 2019 going to bring to me and what do I want to bring? And so it's a place where you can work on your intentions, you can explore ideas and get feedback from other women, and then feel empowered because people will support you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And also the other thing that the word that comes to me is possibility, because it's like, you know, we can show up and have our dreams and the things that we're working on and the things that we're doing. But when we are in a community of women and we see that some are doing something that we may have been wanting to do or something that is a dream of ours, and we can see that there are, you know, not only is it possible for me to do the thing that I have had in my heart to do, but there's someone else who is doing it. I can see a visual example of it, and very often there's this camaraderie of sharing and support that is very wonderful.
Yes, it's so true. Yes. And what is new, and we're continuing, is having the meals together. So because we've simplified our program to 2 days, it allowed us to bring in, like other conferences, when I've gone to conferences in other cities, sometimes the meals are part of the program. And so we've included that, and it's a longer meal time so that we also have group activities, whether it's dancing or somebody's doing Qigong or yoga, or this year we're going to have belly dance, and we're going to have a sound nutrition from Vicky Dodd. So different really fun activities with everybody all together who's there that day. And that's a new thing that we've added, which was very favorably received. And it's great because our conference, if people don't know, we used to be like 9 days and people would pop in and out because you could go to any one event. You could register separately for this event, come to an evening, go to one workshop. And yet there still was this community, but we never were all together. And so in this sense, we're, even though you can be there Saturday or Sunday, everybody who's there that day, we're all together for lunches and on Saturday dinner, which is a banquet. And and I think that's really added something very special because we all make these connections and it's just given us more time to be with the other women and really enjoy their presence and share more about who we are and make new friends.
And also meet up with old friends that you may not have seen for a long time as well. That was also a really nice, for me, having that, coming into the lunch and seeing everyone, seeing people show up, it's like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in many, many years. It's so wonderful to see you. And it's a really nice feeling. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a mix of the old and the new, and it's very welcoming for new people. I remember hearing from people who were on the committee last year, there was two young women who just heard about it the day before and showed up, and just, you know, they said they loved it, and that was just really good to hear, especially from young people. And sometimes you don't know what you're going to get from something, you know, especially if you're alone. And a lot of people register by themselves, but it can be kind of scary to go into something, you're new, and you're alone, you don't know anybody, but you quickly get to know people, especially in the workshops. One of the designs that we've had from day one, from 1993, is the workshops are, they're small and intimate, and they're for 3 hours. So it allows a presenter to go in depth on a topic. And there are four sessions. And like say in the morning session, there's four workshops and you choose which one you want to go to. And many diverse topics, so you can explore many things. But it allows you to go in depth a little more because, you know, the conferences where you sit in a room with 500 people for an hour and listen to a presenter, and this is very experiential. You know, you're getting to work with the presenter, too. She's part of the circle, and we do meet in circle. It's, you know, all the workshops are in a circle so that everyone is a participant.
Yes. Yeah, I really like that. That way, and the opportunity to go really deep was really wonderful. Wonderful to have the experience of going deep, and also to be able to really give them time to give us the information. I got a lot out of it because of that as well.
Well, something we've added new this year is a Friday night, and we'll have our opening ceremonies, but we're going to have a musical. So Pamela Gerke has written musicals for Woman Wisdom before. She brought, I'm trying to think of Temple Dreams. There's been several that she's written. She's great at composing and writing songs and putting together a full musical. And this one is on Florence Nightingale. And if you don't know, it's her 200th birthday in 2019. And so we're honoring Florence and we're learning what a rebel rouser she was. I mean, she was, you know, 200 years ago fighting for rights for humanity. It wasn't just for women.
Yeah.
I mean, she worked with a lot of nurses, but fighting for having good health care and having cleanliness in the hospitals and fighting the patriarchy for that and, you know, trying to make them understand that it's important to have clean sheets you know, soap and water and all these things that we take for granted. She fought for back there 200 years ago. And so it's a beautiful musical. I've seen the reading of it and with professional actors. And that's going to be Friday night, February 15th. And that's going to be open to men, and it's a separate ticket. So anybody can go to that. And so I encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And that's an organization. Is that Hearts? It's Hearts Enriched by the Arts, if I'm correct, right? Is that your organization?
Hearts Health. I think, yeah. It's on the website.
Heart, Yeah.
Heartshealth.org, I think, is the website. But yeah, she's
yes,
it's and heart, it's even
it's, yes.
Yeah, and it's being it's sponsored by the woman. Yeah.
Here's the website. Hearts Health.
And she's being sponsored by the Washington State Nursing Association. So she's going to be traveling around and you know, she has a dream and she's starting to happen because she got the sponsorship to go to the hospitals and perform this for nurses.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, it's great. And so they're sponsoring it at Women of Wisdom too. So that's great.
Excellent.
Well, let's talk about some of the topics, some of the workshops that we're going to be having.
Well, before we get into that, I want to just add,
sure.
Before we get into the specifics, something that I really enjoyed from the conference last year, Chris, and that was the ceremony and the ritual was very beautiful. And especially the way we closed the conference was such a beautiful way to take the experience home and to really ground and solidify our experience, and that's a really beautiful, it was just lovely. I just want people to know that. It's a beautiful ceremony.
Yeah, it's important to have that. You know, we start with an opening ceremony, so we just bring all the energies together and we do a little singing and we do a spiral dance and we do a little bit of sharing, especially in the closing, like you said, we had people write down what they were coming away with. So yeah, it's an important aspect of women gathering, of creating ritual and ceremony.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, something in the beginning we were talking about the importance of women with the beauty and self-love. We have a workshop with Betty Peralta and Joanna Wardisco. It's called Radical Self-Care and Shameless Self-Nourishment. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's such an important topic. We were so excited to see this. So people apply, and we go through lots of applications to select what our program will be. And it's kind of based on what people bring to us. And we love this just because it's so needed to, self-care and with, you know, and releasing that shame about that, you know, that so many women put themselves last, you know, it's the old
yes.
paradigm of the mother taking care of everybody before herself. And actually you're not being a good mother, but if you're not taking care of yourself, you don't have enough energy, as much energy to take care of other people too. So it's kind of like self first is not selfishness.
Well, I mean, it's that old thing that we always hear with on the plane, you have to always put your oxygen mask on first before you can put it on your child. Right. And you can't give from an empty cup. So
yes.
we have to give to ourselves and care for ourselves and fill our cups, and not just with just to fill it, but fill it with something that's very nourishing and supportive and loving so that we can give that energy back. And we have quite a number of those, a couple of people doing workshops related to that this year, too. It's really wonderful.
Yes, and it ties in with it's what our conference allows people to do, to go immerse themselves in this self-love by being around other women who are going to support you and getting away from your everyday life and taking care of other people. You have a whole weekend to yourself, or even if you just have one day available. It's a great place to allow that for yourself. It's a gift. It's truly a gift.
Mhm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I think another one, Karen Cleveland, is doing one on Beyond Meditation, Finding a Spiritual Practice for an Easier, Richer Life is her title. And that's about exploring different spiritual and particularly meditation paths, because sometimes people are searching and they don't know what is this about and what is that about, and they might be a little scared to go into a new place or a new church or a new religion. And she's going to explore that so that you can kind of experience and go, oh, I that sounds really interesting. I'd like to try that one. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
One thing we forget, we think we've been at this for years. You know, this is our 27th year. And so many of us who've been to the conference for so many years, we want the new, deeper to further our path. And we forget that sometimes some people are at the beginning of their path, their spiritual path.
Yes.
And and so we've started, maybe 10 years ago that we realized that, oh, we need to have something that's an entry place for someone who's just kind of stepping their toes into the spiritual path for themselves. And they were very popular workshops. So it's really an indicator that it's needed. You know, a lot of people, you know, I always look at it as like in your 20s, you're kind of out there living life. You're exploring your careers. You're with your friends. You're doing lots of things. And then in your 30s, you start realizing, oh, I need to work on myself. Some of the areas show up in your life that you need to work on. And so it's natural to kind of be stepping into some self-development things in your 30s and 40s. That's kind of where we started when we were starting Women of Wisdom. We were at that age, and now we just sort of evolved. We're 50s, 60s, 70s, and yet we do get all ages, and it's certainly welcoming. I love the intergenerational, and that we also see young people come in and really want to encourage that.
Yes, absolutely. Very much so. Yes. And another thing that's really wonderful about this is there's a lot of a sense of playfulness, you know, obviously goes with our theme, but there's a sense of playfulness. We have play and creation and creativity, workshops and poetry and art. It's really wonderful, and that it also helps us, those of us who are closer to the mid part of life, remember the playfulness and the lightness, and to celebrate what is beautiful.
Yeah, the beauty again, our theme. Well, and you brought up arts, and that's a very popular theme of doing creative arts. People like to create something with your hands and then bring it home, and it's part of the experience. It's not just making art. It's doing it from a spiritual place. It's doing it, you know, the presenter is doing it with a theme. And so, like, for instance, Jan Jorgensen, her workshop is The Arts, Our Door to the Divine, and you're going to be I think she has painting supplies, but you're going to meditate and paint to transform your consciousness. And so, you know, and she says that when we create, our brains produce endorphins, and we cross access a state that is beyond our normal consciousness. So, and it really brings up that intuitiveness, you know, and that it adds to the whole experience when you are. So we love the creative arts and movement. You know, we have Karen Joy Fletcher doing her wonderful, actually her whole theme is on power of play, and she does Qigong and so there's lots of fun things like that, but it's what I love about it at Women of Wisdom, it comes with a depth of and richness for people to explore and play. You know, we forget to play. We're kind of all, we've been out of school, you know, we're not in kindergarten anymore. Where, in fact, I was just listening to some people who are teachers with preschool, and they're saying that, I guess there's some new book out about preschoolers just need to play. You don't need to start teaching them yet. They need to play. And that's fun, you know, and we as adults need to remember to play and have that sense of wonder and bring that to our lives. We kind of get pretty serious.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're finding more and more that the way that we really create, the way that we really move forward in life is through the lightness and the play. And like you said, we can become so serious. And for myself, I realized, you know, coming back to Seattle from Houston and having spending so much time there dealing with illness and family issues, and coming back, I have this sense of rebirth and renewal, and the sense of play and joy has been so nourishing and profound for me personally. And we're also seeing that it's, you know, we're just seeing coming up in the news, like you said, it's everywhere, that this is the way that we can move forward and make really beautiful positive changes in our lives and in the world is through play.
Yeah, and this isn't just for ourselves. It's for other, you know, as we heal, other women heal. And I'd love to move into that, you know, because we're in the Me Too movement. And Mm-hmm. And so what we do when we grow within ourselves, we're adding to that collective consciousness of woman being empowered. And this whole Me Too movement is very important for the consciousness and the collective of our society.
I agree.
And I'd love mm-hmm. to hear your thoughts on that more.
Well, you know, I always say, you know, everything on the planet is born of woman. We are, life begins here. And if we remember who we are and we stand in our power, and when I say stand in our power, we're talking about feminine power, and feminine power is with, right? It's not over. And if we stand in our power and remember who we are as the mothers, as the nurturers, as the healers, as the place that life begins, and we come from that place, we live from that place, we act from that place, we move from that place, in a matter of a few short decades, the entire world will be changed. I am convinced of this with every fiber of my being. And so for me, the work that Women of Wisdom is doing, doing that self-care, doing that healing, doing that deeper look into who we are and what's important and what is real, and then learning the skills that we need to fill in and changing our story is all part of that. And that's what we do here.
That's true. Yes. That's wonderful. And, it's so rich. We wait all year. It's like the year goes by and you kind of drift off and go off and living your life. And yet, during the many years, the changes that women, I've seen the growth of women who've come in over the years, and that's so empowering to see women, to see how they've grown or what they're doing new in their life, whether they, you know, they changed their job, they've left abusive relationships, they've changed their name, whatever they've done. They've taken steps coming out of Women of Wisdom, or they created an organization. They've done, you know, what brings them passion, and it gives them permission to do that, and with the support of the other women that are there at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about that. Well, another thing that we do we have some mini workshops for an hour, and it's kind of our time. We have to get the banquet set up so to keep people busy. We have some fun things, and these are just drop-in. I mean, you don't even have to register for these. You do have to register for the whole day to go all day and for the events. But this particular hour, we've got three or four different events that are kind of fun to do on Saturday at 5:30 to 6:30. One's on herbal nervines for women's health. One's Awakening Your Soul, and one's on A Feminine Approach to Weight Loss. And we're talking about having an improv singing session. So those are kind of fun activities to keep everybody busy as we prepare for the banquet.
They're keeping people busy, but they're actually really good workshops as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. They're fun. And it was successful last year. People got a lot. It was a lot of fun. And that's why we kind of sometimes keep them a little lighthearted or fun, because they've just come from two workshops that might be kind of heavy duty for them. But they're just as meaningful. So Saturday night with our dinner banquet, we're having a wonderful Thai buffet from Lam Puri Buri. It's a restaurant in Greenwood, and there's also, it's gonna be chicken, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, you know, everything. But that evening, following last year's, we're gonna have some wonderful entertainment. We have Sakone Nemanja, she's done a TED talk on race and other identity constructs titled We Are Not All That Different. It's a very popular TED talk. And she's going to be talking about evolving through adversity, the power of your story, and healing your life. So I'm very excited to hear her.
Me too.
Yeah, she's She's an international award-winning author of Evolving Through Adversity. And it's a story of her life journey, which she shares the life lessons she learned along the way. And she comes from Burundi and kind of came out of a war-torn country. And so I know she has a lot to share. And then following that, we have Naomi Rachira is going to give a concert. And she's from Kenya, and she's an Afro folk singer, songwriter, and she's amazing. She's beautiful. I've been to her concerts before. She was given the title of the best folk singer in Seattle by the Seattle Weekly a few years ago. She has several albums, and it just, you know, so makes it worthwhile for people to attend the banquet and this concert. And Saccone's talk is going to be great. It's going to be a great evening.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a really wonderful evening. Yes, yeah, it is.
So another thing that's new in the last few years is because we're all community together, we're starting the workshops. We get together for the first half hour in the day on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and we have a couple of presenters who just kind of wake us up. You know, we have on Sunday, Jennifer Sundstrom, we start chanting, and then Sheila Delaney Duke is going to give an inspiring message about the power of your own radiance. And on, let's see, what are we doing Saturday morning? Scrolling through my, we have Qigong with Karen Joy Fletcher. It's a great way to wake up. And then we're going to have an inspiring message from Dr. Catherine Kelly, the feminine ascension, guiding you on your sacred path. And then again, on the lunch times, we have everybody all together doing things. We're going to have interplay, movement, and dance. So we're going to have Vicki Dodd with sound nutrition. Mm-hmm. So, our lunchtime is great community time to share and talk with people that you're sitting at your table with, and that's, you know, it's a good enough time for that. And then we have these couple small interactive little, they're kind of mini workshops, but it's everybody all together, and it was well received last year, and so we're continuing that format, and I'm excited about who we're having this year.
There's a lot of beautiful talent. And not only in the Pacific Northwest, because we do have some people coming from other parts of the country, but there's a lot of talent here and a lot of women doing a lot of really great work. And it's really beautiful to see it. I'm once again looking through the schedule with you here, Chris. It's really wonderful to see it kind of from this light.
Yeah, yes. Well, yeah, there's a couple from out of town. We do get inquiries and applications from people from other states who want to come to Seattle. One of the things that's different is that because we used to have nationally, internationally well-known authors come, and with the expense of that, we changed that this last year, and we're continuing really focusing on the workshops, and, you know, it's no longer needing not that we weren't bringing gurus, but bringing these people that are sort of famous in their work on the divine feminine or women's movement or whatever, is that we have a lot of talent in the Northwest. And so we've moved to really focusing on who we have here and on workshops and having fewer days. So we just have the one evening on Saturday night because we used to have, you know, with 9 days, we'd have some evenings with some great presenters, and it's all in the Woman of Wisdom book. Many of the talks are, you know, Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bowman, And we're not doing that right now, just out of necessity. But it's working out perfectly. It's just as rich. It's just as powerful. And I love that we've been able to make this shift and do conference in a new way. You have to keep reinventing yourself to stay alive.
You know, I agree. You know, one of the things that I do like about this format, Chris, is that especially there can be a tendency to, I call it kind of the starstruck thing. Like we're so in love with someone who has created this big book or, you know, is a national speaker or something that we look at them and we think, oh my God, if I could ever be like them, right? Instead of realizing the gifts that we have here. And I feel like not having as many of these big names, it makes us realize, look at what we have. You know, not to take anything away from bringing in the Jean Shinoda Bowmans and the Jean Houstons, but just also recognizing that there's another way, like you said, of doing conference in a way that helps us to celebrate ourselves and each other. And I feel like that's what the Women of Wisdom Conference last year did. And I feel like even more so, maybe not even more so, but as another step in that process around that is, I think, is what we're going to have this year.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so true. And there's so much richness here. I'm just looking at some of the workshops again. That's we talked to several that were happening on Saturday. Then Sunday we have Rose Harrow. She was here last year, and she's coming back with a new workshop, Beyond the Glass Ceiling, Invisible Obstacles, Your Visible Transformation. You know, what are you in this planet to do? You know, so you can explore, you know, what are your gifts that are needed now? And sometimes people don't know what they are, and they need this. You know, this would be a perfect workshop to go to look at your blocks and where you're feeling stuck, and how you can kind of move through those, and having someone guide you. And that's what I think our presenters are, they're more guides. And a lot of times, when I talk about, okay, you know, to explore what your gifts are, to look inside and see what your gifts are, sometimes people have a hard time doing that. But I've talked about in my show a lot of people remembering when you were a kid, what gave you passion? What did you love to do as a child? This often will mm-hmm. help you move into, well, what is your next work to do? What do you want to do? What do you feel passionate about? And that'll also tie in with what your gifts are, and really identifying your gifts. And also we have Sheila Delaney Duke, Sacred Work for Activating Your Desires. So again, that's a way to experience to discharge old constricting stories and seed radiant, expansive futures that I'm just reading from her description that take root and grow back to you. So it's just, and she uses the, you know, the field of possibility. You talked about that, you know, it's like looking at our intuition through intuition, looking at our field of possibility, what we can bring into our life. And then we have Sylvain Bourget doing poetry and art, and, you know, for the writer, get in touch with the writer in you. There's so much here. I'm so excited reading this. For a lot of people, it's hard to select which workshop, and you just kind of, that's where you have to use your intuitiveness and just go, okay, what resonates with me the most? And it doesn't have to be set in stone because of our new format. If it changes when you come to conference, you can switch workshops, not in the middle, but you know, before they start, you can go, oh, well, I really wanted to go to that one, but today this is what I'm feeling like. And so that's what our new system allows people to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, I think, so is there anything else that you want to share about the your experience or about women's empowerment or the feminine spirit before we close?
I would like to, I want to highlight that we had a silent auction at the conference last year of gift baskets that were beautiful. They were beautiful. The committee did a really wonderful job of pulling that together. And the market was really lovely too. The vendors had beautiful things to offer, and we know that we don't come to the conference for that, but it's always nice to have those things. So I just wanted to just share that there's you know, other layers to it.
We also have the presenters who have books. We sell their books, and we had raffle tickets for some of the gift baskets too, which was really fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of gift baskets, and so there was some really good stuff. And actually, it's an opportunity, if anybody has anything to donate. We have a committee member, Magda Petro, who gathers those. And so if you have it could be a pampering product or, you know, something, you know, women would like, you can donate for our baskets. And also donate, some of the presenters donate for the silent auction workshops or some of their, if they're a coach or if whatever work they do, they offer sessions for the silent auction. And actually, there is still some spots available if you're a vendor. It actually is a great experience now that we have you in the main room, which means you get to experience conference. So you're getting a conference pass for a very good deal in addition to, you know, the booth fee. So the total price is $175, but that includes a conference pass, which is valued at $250. So a really good deal, and we're looking for, we'd love to have a jeweler and an artist who has prints and cards and various things like that, and, oh, even skin products, you know, body lotions, and things, because there's been some people that make those
by hand and sell them, you know, a home business that our organization, people in our organization really love. So there is opportunity if anybody wants to join us still to be a vendor, to just go to our website, womenofwisdom.org. And if you look on the sidebar and kind of let your scroll, your mouse scroll over, you'll see the market information and applications. And also go there and see the conference schedule and how to register. And so it's time to do it. It's January now. People kind of wait to the last minute, and the new year has begun. The holidays are over, so it's a perfect time to go in and start looking at what you would like to do at the conference this year. And go take a look at womenofwisdom.org. And Marla, we forgot. So I want you to talk about something that you have brought to us that's new, which is the monthly community call, the watering hole, mm-hmm. Women's watering hole. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Let's talk about that. Well, we've started a new monthly call. It's the Women's Watering Hole, WHOLE. And what we do, we meet the third Wednesday of the month for an hour, and we have a speaker who speaks for about 20 minutes, and then we go through either a process or do question and answer, or we can even break into small groups and then come back to and discuss it. And last month we had Dr. Gloria Burgess, and it was delightful. It was so beautiful to be able to spend this time with her. And I can still, just even talking about it, feel the glow of it. It was a very nourishing to hear her speak to us and share time with her. And it was very nourishing and very, very inspiring, a very wonderful way to go into the holidays. And so each month we're going to have a different speaker, and we are still finalizing our speaker for this month, but we'll be able to let you know in a day or two. But it's a wonderful way to sit in community circle via Zoom. We do it on a Zoom call, to hear a wonderful speaker and to be inspired once a month.
And to talk with other women. So we do sharing too. So we're not just, again, it's a participatory thing, which even the speaker shared with us. You know, we were a little circle. And this is a Zoom call, it's a video call, but you don't have to be on video if you don't have on your, you can also phone in. And to get information about it, it's two ways. One, you can sign up for the newsletter. And you can do that on our website, womenofwisdom.org. And also on our homepage, if you scroll down the bottom, we have our events listed. And that under WOW Monthly Circles, there's a link where you register for the calls. And they're always the third Wednesday of each month. So this is something internationally. Anybody anywhere can join us and be part of this community. So it's not just like when we do our live events, yes, they're in Seattle, and we draw people from other states for the conference, and particularly the Pacific Northwest and our region. But most our events are always in Seattle and in our Seattle region. But if you, this is there's a lot of women that are isolated. On our first call, we had somebody from Texas, you know, who's been getting mm-hmm. our newsletters. And it was so great to feel that connection with somebody else from another part of the U.S. and it's available around anybody from around the world. Because it could be 4 a.m. your time or midnight, but everybody's welcome to join in. So I invite you to take a look at that, the WOW Watering Hole Community Call, on the third Wednesday of each month. And Marla is coordinating that and will be she's the host of it. We also have circles around the Seattle area. We have some drum circles. I don't know how many years, we've been having a WOW West Sound from over in Paulsbo area in the other part of the Sound, the other side of the Sound, and they do a monthly gathering. They just had a red tent, and they do talking circles, they do mandalas, they do different things that have been great, and that community's been ongoing for several years now, going strong. So you can also find out that on our newsletter and also on the website, on our homepage down at the bottom. There's also a video there where you can see people talking about Women of Wisdom from people from our community. So So great, Marla. I'm so glad you could be on the call today and to share, you know, your important part of Women of Wisdom, and that you became a leader, one of our leaders in our group. And we have, you know, we're small with small leadership but powerful. There's six of us that gather monthly and, you know, and that works out great. Sometimes you don't need a large number, you know, to get things done. And so I thank you so much for being on the call today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I'm very honored that you asked me to be on the call. And I just feel like this is such an important time for us as women. With Me Too and our changing our story as women in this country and around the world. And I feel like Women of Wisdom is a really important part of that. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So everybody remember the 27th annual conference. It is February 15th through the 17th. You can go Friday night for the Florence Nightingale musical, or you can go Saturday on the 16th or Sunday the 17th or both. All 3 days. There's a weekend pass, a 2-day cost for Saturday, Sunday, and an individual price for Saturday or Sunday. It includes the meals. And so check it out at womanofwisdom.org. Okay, well, we're going to sign off now, and I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. And we'll be back next week. I'll be starting to interview some of our presenters. So stay tuned. I'll post it on our Facebook page when our next shows are. Okay, so thanks, Marla, and I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.